Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, this is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. Anderson, I'm looking for you. You two-faced rat.
Oh, he got his pocket picked from behind that time. Right out of the net. Nordstrom shoots. He scores! Right circle. Johansson fires. He scores!
Save. Nice spot to the far circle. Fires. He scores. Sean Corrali raced in. Angled to the left circle. And snap one by Freddie Anderson. Bruins 3. Maple Leafs 1. Dolan. Krejci. Far circle. Centers. Coyle. Shoots. He scores. The Bruins create the turnover. Bruins 4. Maple Leafs 1. For the second consecutive year, the Boston Bruins are going to eliminate the Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 7 behind a magnificent performance by Tuukka Rask.
Hey, this is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. Anderson, I'm looking for you. You two-faced rat.
Don't turn on me. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Last night, young sickly Nicholas was out at the TD Garden, and he was talking to Bruins fans after the relieving Game 7 win. Again, compared to the last few years, I thought this was a little less.
I
didn't freak out.
Well, the second period was awful. That was a bad period to watch. And we said it before, it wasn't until Corrali actually scored that I was able to breathe a little bit. But I mean,
they were up two for a long period of time.
But they looked awful. Even in the first half of the first period, they didn't look good.
And then you saw it's a quick turnover, and all of a sudden Tavares has the puck and it's in the net. And you know Toronto can do that at any moment.
All I'll say is that Rask looked great, and then that relieved a lot of the stress for me. All things being equal, I managed to.
Was it 2013? No. No, of course not. I don't know if you can compare anything to 2013. But
I didn't even see it, so
that's no. Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. You didn't have to suffer through it.
Yeah, yes. but no, and I almost feel more uncomfortable with leads. Like, you know, they're down. It's like there's a little bit of hope, so you kind of want to watch.
No,
but the leads, you're like, they're good. You have this like defeatist attitude.
No, I don't like either one.
No, because when you're down in the playoffs, they can just create that like umbrella. They can just fall back and because they don't care about scoring.
So Nick was outside the TD Garden. And it's my favorite time of the year, man, when the Bruins fans are out and about. It's even better when you're going to a hockey game wearing shorts. That's when you know your team's doing well.
Well, it was 20 degrees colder in the arena last night than it was the rest of the year. So if you were wearing shorts, God bless you.
I told you. I knew that because Marchand called them out, they were going to do something drastic.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if the team was unhappy with the ice condition, I mean, they got to do something. All right, here we go.
My name's Nick from 98.5 The Sports Hub. How are you?
What up, man? Let's go.
All right. Can we use this for the radio?
Let's go, baby.
First of all, listen to how loud that is.
Yeah. After Bruin playoff games, especially this. And this is a good team, too. It's not like last year. I forgot they beat Toronto last year.
Yeah.
Because that Ottawa series, no one cared.
The Ottawa series was awful. And it was bad hockey. It wasn't entertaining.
No, it was really boring. So this is a team that on paper should win. So there's going to be a lot more excitement. And we talked about it after the show yesterday. Bruins, when the Bruins do well in the playoffs, it's unlike anything else. People go crazy. And as much as people love the Celtics, it's just not the same.
Let's go, Bruins, baby!
Talk to me about tonight's game.
Oh, you want to talk about Pazdar? You want to
talk about
buzzing? You want the Brusk? What do you want, baby? Where's your...
You're wearing a...
goal, baby!
They should have played this way the whole series. If they didn't... Obviously, they didn't play the whole series this way.
The way they should play tonight is like, do you want me to hit you in the face?
Scored goal. Right before it, scored another goal.
Yeah!
Almost hit.
All right, what was your favorite goal tonight?
Every single one of the Bruins goals.
Every one of the Bruins goals! That's my favorite goal! My favorite goal is when the Bruins win the game. Let's go!
Oh, no!
Let's go!
When he says, oh, no, what happened?
He ran off. No, they're all running around in circles, it sounds
like. What happened? All right, he just took off. All right, so everyone's just running around.
Everyone just keeps running around.
Let's go, Bruins, baby!
It's like a big mosh pit up.
It's like wrangling cattle.
Right.
It's like, get over here.
Oh, you want to talk about Pazdar? The Bruins are buzzing!
The Bruins are buzzing.
I thought he said his ears were buzzing. But the Bruins are buzzing?
Okay. I guess so.
Obviously. I mean, that's exactly what a bear does. He buzzes around.
They buzz.
All right, can we use this for the rain?
Yes, definitely.
Let's go!
All right, talk to me about tonight's game.
Freddie Anderson crapped his pants, and we went on from there.
Now we need that round two and three and four. Let's go!
What time did you start pre-gaming today?
I started pre-gaming my way into work at 2.
Anderson! Tuca played out of his mind. I sold him a cell phone. Cup run, baby.
Well, you're practically related. This is a guy who works at the Genius Bar?
Well, that's the key to it. I sold you a phone. So we're going to the cup.
Drop that Easter egg right in there.
Yeah, like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. Look, I knew he was going to have a good game because I sold him a cell phone and he seemed very relaxed.
First line couldn't do it. Fourth line did it.
Hold on.
Let's go. Johansson scored a big goal. Tuca standing on his head. Let's go, bitches.
Well, that's how he got it. That's when Tuca came in. He said, let's effing go, bitches.
Tuca played out of his mind. I sold him a cell phone.
Right, well, that's the key.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he said. He said, come on, bitches. Let's go get this cell phone.
Let's go!
Did you do with the eye patch last night on TV?
I did not.
Oh yeah, they had all the wrestlers on there. WBZ had this clip. There's some guy out there who's like a huge Bruins fan who's pretty funny, and he's got an eye patch. It's for real, but the dude rules. If you see him out there, you got to get the microphone in front of him, Nick. You got to get the mic in front of him.
But is he very animated?
Oh yes, he was extremely animated. As was everybody last night.
He's eye patch guy.
Yeah, he's eye patch guy.
Now, how do you know that he needs the eye patch?
You could tell. I'm trying to be a pirate.
Because I would say that's quite a commitment.
No, this is.
If you don't need an eye patch to have your depth perception completely thrown off while you go watch a hockey game.
No, this looks like a guy who probably horribly injured his eye and now is right wearing just. It's like a regular eye patch, not decorative. It doesn't have a skull and crossbones on it.
I think if I had an eye patch, I'd just do that anyway.
Yeah, that's the dude from Harry Potter.
It's like when a kid gets a yarmulke and puts like a baseball on it. Like you could make your eye patch like a Red Sox eye patch.
Sure, I saw a guy with a Guns N' Roses yarmulke one time. I'm not kidding you.
Oh yeah, like you can get all your yarmulke all dolled up. My kid's Metro West team had like 8 kids with yarmulkes on it.
Summer camp with 2 kids that had baseball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you ever see, like, the knitted yarmulkes? Like,
yes.
Because then you can go hog wild.
You wouldn't believe.
It's a personal choice.
Did you
it's
ever
all
have
about style?
Did you ever have the designer?
No, mine was the ones you picked up at the door. I didn't have my own.
Yeah. You forgot yours.
Here's those ones you don't have.
Here's a Yamagon one.
I get the serviceable ones you have to give back
now,
at the end.
Do they stamp it like at the library?
Yes, actually they do. It's like the Gideon stamp right on the inside.
I had to wear a yarmulke at my wedding.
Shout out to the Catholics.
Shout out to the that's right. You just picked them up. You weren't a real Jew. You picked them up and
same gold lettering, man. Same thing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. The inside of them.
Yep.
Tuca played out of his mind.
I sold him a yarmulke.
Cell phone.
Baseball's on the yarmulke. I can't believe you brought that up. They will wear it. I mean, I used to go to camp with kids that would bring them from home, and you'd see the baseball. Oh, yeah. You'd see the baseballs on them.
Yeah, they were like flair. It's like, dude, I got to wear a yarmulke, but
seriously,
I'm rocking.
Shout out to Jim Rice.
There's ones with bands on. I saw Guns N' Roses. Would a Slayer yarmulke kind of defeat the purpose?
No.
You'd have to have very permissive Orthodox parents.
Or like Lamb of God.
No, I mean,
I think that might defeat the purpose.
There aren't many, Jewish. Like Slayer bands out there. Just thinking.
There's that rapper Blood of Abraham that used to be around back in the day.
Sure. I'm just thinking.
So if you got Blood of Abraham, you'd be like the king of like the young Judea.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. If anyone has some pizzazz on their yarmulkes, let me know.
Hashtag yarmulke pizzazz.
Because every Saturday, baby. I see you walking down the streets.
I see you Saturday mornings.
Come hell or high water. Walking the streets.
Yeah, that's just a Saturday morning thing. That's not a Friday night thing.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't.
No, not on a Friday night. No.
Saturday morning. I know a guy who had to walk, who had to do something that had to walk like 3 miles in order to coach something because it was on a Saturday.
Yep.
All right. We will be back. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Michael Gorman.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Obs.com.
Make it your homepage.
A connection.
985thesportshub.com. Listen. Watch. React in real time. Toucher and Rich are on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
The producer of the Jammin' Morning Show has like 100 cold sores in his mouth, and he came to work.
Really?
He can't talk.
Okay.
He just took about 18 ibuprofen. Oh, is that disgusting?
I didn't see that.
No, I didn't see it, but just the idea of it is just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you go to the hospital?
With a lot of cold sores in my mouth?
If you had 25 cold sores in your mouth?
Yeah, that's not pretty.
Ew.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Ew. Actually.
Yeah.
Feldman, get out of here.
I saw Mark this morning. Didn't mention it to me.
Well, he's got a handful of ibuprofen in it. He's taking like 8 of them.
Mm.
I'm like, what's going on? Why would you possibly come to work, you sick bastard? Oh, God. Now it's going to creep me out all day.
Yeah. Ugh. Were you mentally exhausted after speaking to him?
more of a reason to be than...
Sorry, Nick.
Nick, who was mentally exhausted after watching off. The Avengers.
I got flipped off by Nick. All right, Nick, that's my one for the day. I'm done.
No, all right. I'm going to say it over and over again. Except for Cold Sore Boy over there. Oh, I'm going to the doctor today. Oh, yeah. Don't rush. Obviously, everything's okay.
Mike Gorman, good morning.
You have like a biblical disease. Just walk around the... I got a bunch of locusts falling out of the sky. Ew. All right, Gorman, I'm sorry.
Mike, it's a segment for an Irish Catholic kid to follow.
Yeah, did you ever have a jazzy Bible with
you have a Bible with a baseball on it, Mike?
No, never had that. Never had that. Didn't know they pass out yarmulkes at the door. That's good.
You didn't know that?
I remember that.
They do.
Yeah.
At synagogue. You didn't know that?
I told you I'm an Irish Catholic. But how would I know that?
You've never been to a Jewish wedding?
They didn't allow us to study about you guys because you were the bad guys.
Well, I'm not Jewish, but listen. But I don't know how you've avoided a yarmulke in all your years, but especially a man as well-traveled as you. My goodness. By the way, Mike Gorman, the voice of your Boston Celtics, of course, on NBC Sports Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. There's not enough time in between playoff basketball games. So, by the way, the station is Hot 96.9 with the gross producer. All right. There's never enough time.
Did they announce it? Are we playing Sunday or Monday? Or when are we playing? Do they know yet?
The thought is Sunday. We had Grandy in here yesterday, and he seemed to think that Sunday was the day.
He would have had it all worked out. You bet. Yeah.
Yeah. He came in with a folder, but he didn't open it up.
Yeah. I think part of the fact was they had to wait till they get the Bruins to figure out what was going on there, because they obviously have first call at the Garden.
Well, that's a good point. So the Bruins are...
The Bruins have home ice next series or no?
Yes, yeah, they do.
Saturday.
Yeah, they announced Thursday, Saturday.
Thursday, Saturday. So it was definitely Sunday then, because they're not going to play Friday.
Yeah. And that would probably be a day game, wouldn't you think?
I would think so. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know what the network window is. I wouldn't be surprised if the network didn't pick that up. Network seems fascinated by the Celtics. That last week, none of us understood that the game was being picked up by ABC on both Friday night and Sunday afternoon. Certainly not the marketplace in Indianapolis. So it must be that somebody really is in love with the Celtics. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics end up on national TV on that Sunday 3:30 window or whatever they have.
All right. So, Mike, a rematch from the first round?
Simulating. good schedule talk. It's always good schedule talk.
People want to know. I mean, I'm not lying to you. People want to know. People want to know when these games are on.
Got to plan stuff ahead.
Yeah, and you don't want a conflict going on with the Bruins. So, yeah, it looks like that's not going to happen.
All right. Phew.
All right, smartass. Some of us have to cover both teams. You understand?
Got it. I do have it. Okay. I do think you're right when you say Boston, at heart, is a hockey town.
I just think that...
I've always felt that way growing up in Dorchester.
Yeah, I think that if the Bruins... It depends. Like, if the Bruins, like this year, have a chance of doing something special, I also think it's because the games are close together. It just seems like the Bruins fans are really passionate.
Hockey is basically every other day.
Yeah, and with you can forget that the Celtics are playing. Like, you know, there's
get a week off between games here to wait for everyone to finish.
Right.
And that's the NBA wants to space things out. They want the doubleheader. They want the tripleheader. They want the quadrupleheader. So they move things around. And in the meantime, you know, people don't forget about the Celtics, but it's going to be a week.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of people the last 2 days say, well, you're done. I'm like, well, no, not yet, you know.
Right.
We still have some pre-post-game and halftime shows there.
That's right.
And it starts again on...
Even though we can't do the games anymore.
It starts again on Sunday, right? I mean, this is one of those things you're in for the entire run of the playoffs, correct?
Correct. Yep.
All right, so Sunday...
Hopefully a long one.
Okay, so Sunday, Milwaukee... Game one, rematch of last year, but as we've been saying all along, this Milwaukee team doesn't bear, they have a lot of the same players, but the way they're playing doesn't bear a lot of resemblance to the first-round team the Celtics played last season.
Yeah, they've embraced the three ball, and they shoot it a lot. If Giannis isn't driving the basket, somebody's shooting the three.
All right, so Giannis, he's one of the rare guys that doesn't have to have an outside shot to dominate. What's your impression of how they're going to try to check him during this series? Is it one of those things where they're going to go, all right, you do the damage you're going to do, and we're going to concentrate on anyone else? Or is there someone on this team that you think can kind of slow him down a little bit?
Well, you know, I thought Marcus can and has in the past to some degree, but he's not available. So, obviously, I think we're going to go the second route, which is basically let Giannis get what Giannis can get, play him one-on-one, honestly, and try to shut down the other guys. I think that's a much better strategy. Tommy loves that strategy, for one. I haven't talked to Brad. Brad will just say they're going to come play their game. That's what Brad always says, to play the way they play and see what happens. And then you realize halfway through the game they're playing differently and that he's had a bunch of tricks up his sleeve he didn't tell you about. I think this is a seven-game series. I think it's going to be well-contested. Milwaukee, even though it's not a good marketplace in terms of ratings, the building is ridiculously loud when they're good. And it's a great atmosphere, and they really embrace this team. And he's special. I mean, I firmly believe that in 2 years, this is his league. We don't have LeBron 2 or 3 years out to deal with anymore. I think Giannis is the face of the league.
All right, so Jaylen Brown played a pretty important role in round one, you know, trying to shadow Bojan Bogdanović, who, for lack of a better option, was Indiana's best scorer. Now, I don't think Jaylen Brown will check Giannis Antetokounmpo. They're two different types of players, but I think he will be equally important in trying to stay with a guy like Chris Middleton, who is an all-star this year.
Yeah, without question. You can't let Middleton get 20 to 25 on you while Giannis is doing his thing. Then you get real problems. And Bledsoe has got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder from the whole thing with Rozier back a year or two ago. He's actually playing pretty well. The key guy, I really think, I mean, the key guy is obviously Giannis, but the guy that nobody's paying attention to is Brogdon. When Brogdon plays, they are a much, much better basketball team than when he doesn't. He's intelligent. He never makes a bad play, never turns the ball over, always makes the right basketball play, as Brad likes to call it. He's a very solid player, even though he was drafted something like 28th, 29th, 30th, somewhere down the bottom of the first round, early second round. He's a terrific player. So he's coming back from plantar fasciitis, which I've always been told is just, you never really get over it. It's just a question of how much pain you're willing to bear. But he's coming back for this series. So they're going to go full guns. I think it's a seven-game series.
One more question about Marcus Smart, who is the X factor that the Celtics are waiting to return. Obviously, we were told it was going to be 4 weeks, maybe longer, until Marcus comes back from this torn oblique. But yesterday, we see video of him running on a treadmill at practice and Danny Ainge speaking to him. Are we to read anything into this? Could we see Marcus sooner rather than later?
I think it's still going to be later, but it could perhaps be later in the series. You get to a game 5, 6, or 7. Where it's win or go home, I think Marcus could show up. He's such a tough kid. If it's all physically possible to go out and play, and he'll do it. So, I'm just guessing now, but I think you could see him late in the series. I don't think you'll see him in the first four games. But again, if you get through 5, 6, and 7, and you're playing a game with all the money's on the table, you might see Marcus on the table too.
And with so much time off between games, you never get a week off unless it's the All-Star break. What does a guy, a well-traveled and well-run guy like you, do during a week off?
Well, I'm looking out at a lake right now.
You love that lake.
A half walk.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah,
do you love
mile
that
and a half, mile and a half walk this morning. Going to put the kayak in the water for the first time this afternoon. Going to go play a little golf around 2 or 3 o'clock.
What do you bench?
I'll fill up the day.
what's your bench max there, Mike?
65, 75 pounds.
Wow, braggart over
Good
here.
For you.
Yeah, thank you. Took me a long time to get there, but I'm there right now, yeah.
All right, so your wife runs your Twitter account? We spoke earlier this week.
Yes.
All right, so.
Yes, she did. That was my line underneath it, but she was the one who decided it. I looked at the picture and said that. And she said, "Oh, you got to put that on the line." I said, "No." And she said, "Yes, I'm going to." And she did.
Why did you find it embarrassing? It's just a picture of Mike in between Bill Belichick and Grossbeck or whatever the hell the guy's name is, maybe the other guy. And And it just says, looking forward to watching the second round with you guys. I don't know. What was embarrassing about that to you?
I didn't know. There wasn't anything embarrassing about it. I didn't know whether Steve Palliuca and Bill Belichick enjoyed calling me calling them the guys. Like we hang out all the time. But, yeah. I got over 1,000, whatever you call it, likes.
I didn't realize Gorman was a teenage girl counting those things. Now, does Belichick, is he
No, he's catatonic, actually.
So during the game, he's just there's no emotion being shown.
I was seated right behind him. I never recall him turning around at all. He was always kind of focused straight ahead. And, you know, he's not a guy who goes out and kind of yucks it up in public, you know. It doesn't seem like his thing.
Yeah, what a life. You have to keep your stoic personality at all times.
Well, I don't know. I don't know Bill. And I would say after sitting there, I still have no idea who Bill is.
All right. I don't want to make...
He wasn't a barrel of laughs, let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, Mike Gorman, you
it
can...
It wouldn't be like having you sitting there with me, Frank. That would be a different story.
Oh, well, listen, I mean, I know you gave...
What's like to sit in those seats?
What's that?
Rich knows what it's like to sit in those seats.
Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. It's like one of those things where I got the tickets and I just kept walking and kept walking and kept walking. And all of a sudden I was standing next to like Kyrie Irving. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a whole different experience. You got to pay attention because players end up in your lap. I know your son got a basketball a couple of times, didn't he, Rich?
He did. He got a ball that bounced out of bounds. He caught it, handed it right to Kyrie. Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. All right. It's a little different responsibility you have in those front seats.
Yeah, just you keep telling yourself, don't pick your nose. Right.
I know you couldn't.
All right. Because well, everyone will see it.
The camera's on you all the time. But I know, Fred, you want to wrap this up, so wrap it up.
I'm not Jesus, I was going to say, Michael, when you're not doing your work for NBC Sports Boston, as you are doing pre-halftime and post during the rest of these playoffs, perhaps you and I will attend a game together where you'll take the day off and we'll go to a game together. And you can show me the ropes.
Sounds like a deal. Sounds like a really well-spent afternoon.
That's right. You take the day off and still go to the arena. All right. Thank you, Mr. Gorman.
All right. We're going to play golf soon, though, right?
I got it.
Are you out hitting balls lately?
I'm going to go out and hit balls today. I played Friday. If you want to play, let me know. I get two rounds a month.
Where do you play?
I'll tell you off the
air.
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
It's super secret.
I don't want to. I'm not saying. All right. Thank you, Mr. Gorman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Crowds and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I just don't want to.
All right, fine.
Near it. It's fine. You know what you should go do?
What's that?
See Feldman, the producer over there at Hot.
Yeah.
He's got a mouthful of cold sores where he can't talk.
Wait, what?
He has a mouthful of cold sores. To the point where he cannot speak.
How do you get that?
Okay, so here's the deal, because I can't get over this. It's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. So I'm in the kitchen, which is close quarters, and he pours a literal handful of ibuprofen into his hand. And I go, what the hell is you taking so many ibuprofen? He goes, I have 120-degree fever, and now I close those out of my mouth. I can't speak. I said, why are you here? Why aren't you at the doctor? He goes, I'm going to the doctor today. If you got, I mean.
To where you can't speak?
It's disgusting.
I don't think I've, okay, maybe I've had like two.
It's like
and
leprosy.
It was a pain in the ass.
It's something like leprosy. I'm not kidding. It's something like biblical.
Are there any on the outside too?
Dude, I got out of there. I didn't want to look at him. Something is horribly wrong with him. And he came to work. Yeah, and like, listen, I'm not one of these guys that cares if someone's sick and comes to work. Good for them. You don't come to work with something like that. He could have something really wrong, like an autoimmune disease or something. I mean, that could be a sign of something going terribly wrong. That's not natural. Why would you possibly come to work?
To where you can't speak? Like, I'm trying to think of how many you have to have in
He's
your mouth
like, got
you
like
can't
30.
Move it. Whoa. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's walking around, touching things.
some sharing microphones.
Well, you didn't talk that much, but I mean, it, can you imagine if like Dan came in with a mouthful of cold sores? Like, why are you here? That's like,
if it was Bert, I'd say, well, it was probably the breast milk you drank.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, I got all these warts on my genitals. I'm going to see the doctor in a couple days.
I mean, that's why I've never heard of that happening before.
Neither have I, but God bless. Now I get to think of it all day and what it might look like.
See, now I feel like Googling mouthful of cold sores. Oh, I'm afraid please, what I'm going to find.
Do not do it. It's one of the, I can't stand things like that. All right. Pasta Joe right now is not even half the way through his movie experience. Not close. He is at a movie theater watching all 22 of the Avengers films, and it culminates with the emotionally exhausting finale, the Avengers Endgame, which has exhausted Nick to the point of...
The best part of when you continue to do this is that you... Because I can see Nick over your right shoulder every time you do this, and every time you do that, I get a reaction from Nick.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Have you ever heard someone describe a movie as emotionally draining?
Yeah, as I said, Fred, get ready. This week and this month with Game of Thrones ending and this movie, you're going to hear it all over the place. Yeah. It's not going to be a rarity. Right. It's going to be people. I mean, how many people in like The Sopranos? Oh, it's like part of me died, or like Breaking Bad. Oh, it's like a relative died.
I'm looking forward to the end of Game of Thrones, but kind of not looking forward to it.
Breaking Bad was a real shocker. Yeah. Oh, wait. I never saw this coming. All right. We're running really. Here are the headlines. We'll hear from Pasta Joe in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Pats, Sox, Bruins, Celtics, and Revs Audio. All in one convenient location on the podcast page at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta. I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta. Popeye!
I don't know what that was.
That's when he was in Popeye.
Popeye!
All right, 98.5 The Sports Over Touch and Rich. Now, there is a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Of all 22 Marvel Avengers films, and then it culminates with the 23rd.
It started yesterday at 11:30 a.m., and it's at the Showcase Cinema Deluxe Revere. It's one of the only 12 locations in North America, and the only one in New England chosen to host this 22-movie marathon, 58 hours. And by the way, apparently, the people at the Showcase, I do need to say, have been treating Pasta Joe extremely well.
That would have happened no matter what.
Yeah,
I mean, when a man comes in with a Wheaties jacket and a smile.
It is. I mean,
he's a tastemaker.
He told us that they've been doing an excellent job making him feel comfortable. And, of course, we know it's great theater anyway. But Pasta Joe has been there since 11:30, and he has been...
11:30, by the way,
yesterday
morning.
Live tweeting the entire experience. And this does not stop at midnight, and then you come back at like 10 in the morning. It goes all night.
Yeah, and you're just in a dark theater for the entire time. And somehow I think this is not foreign to Pasta Joe, that this is A lot like his life at home.
It doesn't end until 8 p.m. tomorrow night, where it will, as you said, end with, of course, Avengers Endgame, which, as you've been stating, is emotionally exhausting.
If you're Nick, he's described the film as nothing less than emotionally exhausting.
So Bird went to go check up on him this morning. Was this around 4 a.m.?
5 a.m.
Okay, so it's 5 a.m. So, and the movies are still going at 5 a.m.
What yes. movie was playing?
Well, he'll tell you. So let's get to the audio. This is Bird interviewing, for a moment, even though he was probably crushed to do so, Pasta Joe leaving the theater to do this quick interview. By the way, how many cars are in the parking lot?
Over a dozen. Easily.
Okay. All right. So, 13 cars.
Okay. I don't know what he said because I have questions if they're not answered during this. Okay. All right. Here we go. Pasta Joe, the effervescent Pasta Joe, charismatic Pasta Joe.
Pasta Joe, how you doing?
Good.
How many people are in the theater, and what's the scene like in the theater?
Everyone's asleep.
Really? What movie's on right now?
Thor: The Dark World.
Oh, that's a perfect time to take a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite food from the concession stand, and how much food did you get?
My favorite food? I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? What have you tried so far?
All right, that took him. All right, 23 seconds, so.
Oh, that's great.
That took him 13 seconds to say, I don't know yet. Pasta Joe quick on his feet. Pasta Joe in an improv group.
We should do that side of
give me a situation. I'm at the bank and it's being robbed.
Better not get robbed.
Hey, what gives? What's this? There's a note. By the way, those aren't birds. It's just what goes around Bird's head. What he's thinking.
Favorite food? I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? What have you tried so far?
I've had a 200-ounce bucket of popcorn.
Did you kill the whole thing?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
It's a bucket of popcorn.
I got 200 ounces?
I didn't know they did it by the ounce.
I just... How big is that?
It's huge.
200 ounces. I'm trying to just even imagine that. Let me see if I can...
Bucket of popcorn.
200 ounces. Okay. So 16 ounces in a pound.
That's 12
right?
and a half pounds of popcorn. It's a gigantic bucket. Like an enormous
12
bucket.
And a half pounds. I don't think anyone out there has eaten 12 and a half pounds of popcorn in their entire life.
Come on now. I don't think it's 12.
I mean,
there's no way that there's some way that you can fit that. I mean, popcorn's light.
It's a bucket of popcorn.
Did you kill the whole thing?
Yeah.
How many times have you...
What was that sound?
Yeah.
I thought he burnt.
Sounds like he's reminiscing pain.
Or he just reached the end of Porky's.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm almost there. Don't stop.
Yeah.
That was good.
How many times have you gotten up?
Oh, a lot. A lot.
Any rough estimate for a number?
15.
15? All right, that's not that bad. Have you made any new friends?
Yeah.
What are the names?
Yeah.
He's down to just making noise.
because not only is this Fonzie Joe, this is Fonzie Joe tired.
Yeah, this is fatigue Fonzie Joe.
This is fatigue Fonzie Joe, which I didn't think you could regress in energy level any less. And now the words are just turning into...
He's not even making the words.
Right now it just sounds like turtles having sex.
What are the names?
I don't know.
You know? Okay. What's the girl guy ratio in there?
Mostly guys.
Mostly guys? Alright. Do you plan on taking a shower?
Yeah.
Alright, good. Do you want us to bring you anything for tomorrow?
Eh.
Nah?
Eh.
All right, cool, buddy. All right. Good luck and have fun, all right?
All right.
All right. Nah?
He's Wheaties, man.
Up in a...
So you have Jamelli's dad, who's just got the power of reclining at 3 feet. Been able to take one sentences and turn them into one monosyllabic. All right, so
can shoot flames out of his mouth and ass.
All right, so Bird. Did he have the Ouija jacket?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
oh, yeah. Have you been following? Oh, you're not on Twitter. I'm following on Twitter.
I can follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, Pasta Joe's been fantastic. I think it's Pasta _. Here, let me see.
Pasta_Joe, I believe.
Okay, it is Pasta_Joe24.
Did he smell?
I couldn't tell. We were outside.
Okay. Was he happy to be? Was it the first time he'd been outside?
I think the third time he told me.
Okay.
Because I legit pulled up and there he was, his orange jacket, smoking a cigarette with a coffee in his hand.
Oh, Pasta Joe smokes. I didn't know that. How?
Yeah.
Wow, he's got to worry about his health. That's going to do him in. All right. Does he have anything on there on Twitter?
Yeah.
Can you give me some insight?
He tweeted 7 hours ago, Avengers just got over.
By the way, Dan's telling me that he just picked up smoking. Like, he just started. Like,
really? Oh.
I've had a 200-ounce bucket of popcorn.
Pasta Joe, do you have any last words as we're about to pull the plug? What would you like on your tombstone, Pasta Joe? This is...
I just look at you, asked him. You were telling us to bring in anything. He's just...
Nah?
He neither confirms or denies that he wants something. All right, so he had the Wheaties jacket?
Yes. Yes.
Do you seem to be in good spirits for Pasta Joe?
Yes, he was in good spirits.
Okay. Did he say he was enjoying his experience?
Yes, he was very happy doing the experience.
All right, so, Rich, this ends when?
This ends tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So we will have to check on him once again tomorrow morning. Is there anything any other questions you need answered?
I think we're on a pretty good run with him. I mean, he's giving us a lot of information.
Yeah, and then
we'll have to have someone out there Thursday night at 8 to talk to him when it's all finished.
To wrap it all up.
To wrap it all up in a nice little bow.
Pasta Joe, you've been waiting for years to see how this all ends. What do you think?
Pasta Joe. A poet in our midst. All right. Billy Jaffe is going to join us in studio. We'll talk about the upcoming series and what happened last night.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.